money,
power,
respect,
and sex.
Sex?
Yes, sex.
Come get down and dirty with your girls, Lakes.
And Laity.
On
Just Got Laid.
Brought to you by Crux Media.
Tune in with us every Thursday on all podcast platforms.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
You have to get in bed with us at least once.
Beat us there.
It's the Skunk Battle Lounge Podcast.
What's your name, scumbag?
I'm your host, 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy, K-Stucky76.
Where you all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow, and a five-star rating. Follow us at Scumbag on Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. Also, call us at 843-968-3139. 843-968-3139. We'll play your comment on air. Also, catch the Scumbag Lounge radio show every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on iHeartRadio. Search WDRB Media. What up, Sly?
Man, what's going on?
Nah, man, kind of rough.
Yeah, bro. Rough Monday.
Yeah. Man, had a rough weekend.
Shit.
Yeah. Damn.
We know. We made that move Saturday.
Yeah.
But,
went to Saturday with the Charlotte Saturday and then record like 4 episodes and shit. I've been bar crawling all weekend.
So, I left you out in that rain, bro.
Yeah, so it's Friday and Saturday and Sunday and different bars all weekend.
Ball fly, huh?
That was a ball fly this weekend, man. So shout out to everybody that was at the bar and stuff. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Victor's, man. I mean, sleeping on Victor's. Victor's had a... That shit was going down on Saturday night, man. They had a nice crowd in there.
They had to get by there when it was... One of these weekends, check it out though. See what's going on with it.
Yeah, mess around and ran into the homie Neek for relationship status. Me kind of kick it at the bar and stuff and talk shit and with everybody and shit, man. So it was a cool man. And so Slime, anything else for your damn weekend, Slime?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope. Man, just one of the too short of a weekend, but
yeah,
you know, shit. We got 2 weeks out from football, at least some kind of football, so we'll be all right. You gotta make it.
Shit, I got my damn 3-day weekend in, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah, you know, my last day was at FedEx was on Friday, so I've been kind of just hanging around. Get ready to start this new job on Tuesday. So, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations to you, man. Congratulations to you.
Word, man.
Yeah. No more. No more getting chased by a dog. Man, retired. Throw his last damn package. Don't call him about no damn FedEx.
Throw my last package, man.
Don't call him about no FedEx. Why you ain't, your FedEx ain't come in. We can't help you.
Can't help you. Well, yeah, I still got some connections, so I might could call in a few favors or something anyway.
Well, I know when I left, I threw my sneaker across the power line. Well, like, I'm off this truck.
Right. Yeah, man. So, you know, like you said, man, we went to Charlotte this weekend, recorded a few episodes. That was our first
time on the radio.
Doing
it. It's a little different. It's a little different.
Very hard, but we struggled through it.
We made it through now. You know? We put 4 out there.
Right. So I want to thank everyone, man, for all the warm wishes and congratulations.
Yeah.
Radio show. We appreciate y'all. You all so much.
Yeah, they seen that cheese on your face.
Yeah.
On the picture. I was not pictured in that, as you could see, because I wouldn't have smiled at that anyway. Right. But yeah, man, you know.
Yeah, man.
Check us out. Tell us what you think. Yeah, give us your feedback on it.
Right. Thank you, you know, for Be Easy for the DJ Blaze radio show. You know, he been sure to congratulate us and the Relationship Status Podcast and the Very Necessary Podcast at all.
Yeah, man.
Just Got Laid Podcast. So these young ladies are new to the network, so be sure to check them out every Thursday.
Yeah.
They already two episodes in. You know, it's been really good so far for what we're hearing. So especially the last episode, we just kinda went into about millennium dating, so to kinda get y'all little background or what some of these millennial minds these days. So y'all check those ladies out every Thursday, man. Just Got Laid Podcast.
Word.
Slime.
What up?
Got any other shout outs you wanna do, man?
You know, man, just a normal man. Just you know, everybody who tune in, listen to us, man, like I say, you know, hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. You know, we just appreciate everybody, man. Mm. And you know, Mims, I gotta give Mims. Well, Mims, I report out in the field. Mims keep them coming to the to my messenger, man. So you know, just shout out to everybody out there, man, who's supporting us, man. We really appreciate it. And, you know, that's it, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, we're gonna do our traditional shout outs, man, to the Crux Media Group, and shout out to our sponsors, Classic Cuts, the Southern Elegance Candle Company, Unfiltered Forever, YKTV by Bree, Grander by Ty Smith, South Main Street Pantry, and the Raindrop Movement. Speaking of Raindrop Movement, man, if y'all still want to get shirts or whatever, be sure let us know.
In fact, I got to get two orders in too.
Yeah.
Damn.
So make sure y'all still get your merch. We still have it.
So what we getting into now, man?
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get to the show.
That's right. Let's get to it.
This episode is brought to you by Unfiltered Forever. They got everything you need, from tech suits to leggings, masks, and so much more. Visit them at unfilteredforever.com and use the promo code Scumbag and get your 15% off discount for your entire order today. So visit unfitforever.com. Remember, there's a science to being you. We'll start off with Jets quarterback Zach Wilson praised after reportedly sleeping with mom's best friend. As soon as I saw this, I immediately thought of Pornhub.
You thought of porn? I thought of Stifler. That's what I went with. Yeah, Stifler off American Pie. That dude was knocking off Stifler's mom. That's the first thing I thought of, too.
I forgot,
man,
about that, man.
Damn Stifler, man. Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Man, listen, man. Hey. Give us the content. So, man, give us the content.
Okay. It all started when a report came out saying that Wilson's ex-girlfriend was sleeping with his old teammate and roommate at BYU.
Mm.
Right?
Dirty.
So, when the ex-girlfriend in question was called, a homie hopper, she responded by saying that Wilson is the true homie hopper, as he slept with his mom's best friend.
Mm.
Homie hopper.
You know what? I heard when you say that, man, I was like, what? We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's something from BYU. We don't talk like that, man. But I get what you're saying, though.
Are you lost?
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. No, not lost. Just taking the tour. Hey, thank you for letting us have this wonderful party.
As if there was an alternative in the matter.
Damn. Zach Wilson, man.
So you enjoying yourself?
Three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your little date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Man, you seen this movie, man?
Yeah, so
shit. Stupid, man.
You have anything to drink?
Stiffless Bob.
That's the first thing I thought of. I like Zach Wilson, man. He looked corny, but hey, get a couple points for that one, man.
Yeah, he can get a lot of props from all.
He can get a little couple points for that
from around the NFL, you know.
Yeah, I guess you see his mama though.
I seen his mom. His mama, yeah.
His mama don't look bad.
No, not at all.
No, so I'm quite sure.
How the friend look?
I don't know. I ain't got no. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I didn't see how the friend look.
I mean, I'm sure she probably nice looking lady too. So Zach did it, man. Hey, I mean, girlfriend did you wrong?
I wonder how long she was down looking at Zach though. The mom friend though.
She probably since he okay, I know. See, probably since he signed that damn contract.
Yeah, I know how long Zach was looking at the friend.
Hey, listen. He probably, if it happened, you know, it's all allegedly right now, but if it went down, and I guess he, I don't know, man. I mean,
he's
like a 30-year age gal there?
Is it that much? His mom ain't that old.
Well, she like 40. Something, yeah, she in her 40s. When he 20?
Yeah.
She okay, well, like a 20-year gal there. 20 plus. So, I ain't got no, hey, Zach Wilson, man. Hey, got a notch on your belt.
Yeah. Shit,
you starting to turn into a scumbag real quick.
My mom and them ain't really had no friends.
No, not looking at like that. No,
yeah,
no,
that I know. No. Well, your mama had one, got one.
There you go. Watch it. Watch it. You better watch it. You better watch it. You better watch it. Watch yourself. Do my auntie. Better watch it.
Yeah, you know your mama got one.
Don't do it, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man.
I ain't gonna do it, man.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But you know, man. But so Zach, man. That's about the biggest thing he did since he.
Yeah, he did shit in the NFL.
Nothing on the field yet.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Turn the ball over, run wild, look crazy, and get bulldog on the sideline. That's all he did.
Yeah.
Now you got to win some games to go with this.
So now he a homie hopper. But he got to.
He a milf diver.
Milf diver. Didn't. Matter of fact, one of the adult actresses reached out to him and want to do something with him, man.
They about to turn that fella out, man.
What, man? Get that raw honey pack.
Well, he 20. He eating raw honey at 20. Well, something wrong.
Huh?
He eating raw honey at 20, man. Yeah. Something wrong. But
I did one of them shits a couple weeks ago.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. The black pack.
Yeah. You had the what do you call the thing? Extra strength.
Yeah, the extra strength. Yeah.
Straight out the honeycomb, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Kick in
when it's supposed to?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Kick Damn. In.
Yeah.
I guess people will be like, honey. The ones that don't know yet.
Yeah.
One that don't know yet. I won't say who. There be conversations at my job. They be putting in liquor.
Oh, they put it in
liquor. Yeah, they mix it with drinks.
I had my eyes. I just did straight out of the pack.
Water straight out of the pack. Man, they said they be putting them in drinks now.
Now I mixed something up last night that I had got. I had got a pill.
What?
It's a pill. It's like it's a gel tablet. You know, you can just pop it open and get a little pot out of it. So I pop it over, got half the pot out of it, put it in some water last night, shake it up. I tried it.
It ain't came from Hudson, did it?
I ain't know where it came from. Dude that gave me one, say, man, he tried this. This shit right here. Man,
somebody gave you one, say, try it. You went for it.
Yeah, I went for it.
Damn, Scone. They FDA approved.
I had it on the day of on my dresser for at least about a month and a half. You know, I'm gonna try this motherfucking night because you know, the wife had just got back from Mexico last night.
That's so, what it is.
So I tried it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to get your review on your damn pill. On your damn pill popping experience.
Yeah, man. But,
pill popping, bro.
You need it now. But, Zach, man. You give Zach a notch.
I give a notch for that. Oh, I mean, the way his mom looked.
Yeah.
His mom is not a bad looking lady.
No, not at all, man.
So I'm sure, you know, coming from, she probably hanging around some other nice looking women around her age. So, hey, man, I ain't mad at Zach. Shit.
Yeah.
If it's true, it's all alleged now. Yeah,
alleged, but shout out to Zach, dude.
Yeah, shout out if you did do it, but if you did, man.
I would confirm or deny.
No, I'll let that ride.
Yeah,
I'll be getting claps in the locker room when you go back to the
Right.
But then you gotta watch moms, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Hey, watch yourself.
Word, man.
Salute to Zach Wilson. Now you got to win more than two games.
Right.
Can't go out there and lay no egg on the field, man.
Can't do it.
No.
This episode brought to you by Grander by Ty Smith. Step your beer game up. Grander by Ty Smith offer you the finest handcrafted beers, hair, and skin products for men. Go to GranderByTySmith.com and use the promo code ScumbagLives to receive 15% off your entire order today. Devin Booker spotted chilling in a bathtub in the middle of the club. So,
what?
Devin Booker spotted chilling in a bathtub in the middle of a club.
So,
recent rumors suggest that he had broken up with his girlfriend, Kendall Jenner. And after those rumors surfaced, Booker and Jenner were seen together pouring some water on the fire. They were seen together again after that, pretty much confirming that everything was going great between them. While Booker has been celebrating life lately and recently was spotted in a curious place having some quality time with himself, a short video has been making the rounds on social media showing the Phoenix Suns superstar in a bathtub in the middle of a club. Booker was surrounded by a bunch of people, especially women, while he rested in the bathtub holding his cell phone. Wait a minute. What's going on with Booker, man? Is that damn...
I don't know. This shit don't make no fucking sense, man.
That Kardashian,
that curse Kardashian curse got on him.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay. So let me see if I'm getting this straight. It's a club. He in the bathtub in the middle of the club. Why?
You see, hell, the same way we asked why Kanye was dressed like that in the BT.
Yeah, you know. That whole fucking I still ain't got past the face mask thing. The whole no eyes cut out of nothing now. Just I don't know, man, but Booker, that's stupid. I'm not really. I don't know, man. This shit dumb. It's dumb. Like,
I know what make you say. I'm
getting a bathtub in the middle of the club.
Right, I'm a killer with this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some headlines with this one. I'm gonna shut the shit down with this one.
Right, man.
You jump out your damn shower slides on some damn man. That's just stupid.
As hell.
Shit, stupid, man. Booker, man, you gotta make better decisions than that, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So now,
shit retarded.
I see, you know, that shit done down drove Kanye crazy. Down drove Lamar. I mean,
well, you know, them Kardashians will kill you now. They will take you out.
And Lamar about to down overdose on pussy.
And what? And everything, what? Crack.
Right, crack and pussy.
Crack, yeah. He hit him a brothel 30 days in a hole, in a brothel? Damn. I can see 2 days.
Yeah.
He just moved in.
Shit.
Well, you don't stay yeah. the standard stage that long.
Right.
Damn. You know, every day costs now.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't just talking about the crack. I'm talking about the being in there. About an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's a book, man. Somebody better.
Yeah, they better real book in, man. Yeah. Somebody need to talk to him. Like, look, son. You sit your ass down for a minute. I know you got money, but you need to make better decisions, man. Before you find yourself in some real bullshit.
Yeah.
They keep that shit away from me. I don't want no parts of it. Yeah. Good to look at, but I don't want no parts of it.
You want the parts of
it? No, hell no. No, man. My old man. Shit, about to take me on out of here.
No, Sly, we won't let you go down like that.
Bro, y'all couldn't stop me, man. That car, that's a curse. You can't stop that we'll thing, pull you man. That train left the station, man. You can't stop that. Look at it. It done took many of people down, bro. Look at the track right.
Yeah.
The ones that survived, they ain't quite been the same.
Yeah.
Bush survived, he ain't quite been the same. Football career was over.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ray J ain't sang a song since.
That nigga damn all.
He on, you know, doing reality shows. He ain't sung a song since.
Right. You heard a nigga sing on the damn verses?
You call that singing?
That's a singing.
It's good. I could have did better than that.
This nigga on damn IG doing damn voiceless.
I don't know.
What you was doing?
I ain't know, man. he could have said that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got in and embarrassed himself like that. That's that Kardashian shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Look, Chris Humphries, he ain't shot a basketball since. Chris he ain't Humphries. Got a rebound since.
I was trying to think about the damn basketball player.
His career lasted a year. Or two, maybe two. But he just faded out.
Yeah.
Faded out. We already know what happened to Lamar Odom. The other dude, who else we got? We got Kanye.
Kanye,
you know, with them big damn mall space boots on.
Is
it them boots, man?
Which was the one he had the BT awards?
The ones he had, they were circled online.
I didn't see.
I need Kanye to relax, man.
Well, me with that BT awards came when Kanye was up there.
Man,
but I couldn't even hear the damn speech while laughing so damn hard. That fool, bro.
That fool came up. He ain't had no eyes cut out of nothing, man.
No, did it like what the fuck?
Did it? Why him? No, he ain't got good sense, man. Anybody right. Walk around his hard ass son with all that shit on?
Who was up there with him? Babyface up there with him. That was Babyface
up there.
Yeah, Babyface was up there with him. Babyface was giving Diddy the award.
Okay, yeah, yeah. See, I saw the part where he just came up. I didn't see like after he finished. I had to get off of it. I couldn't take him off.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Everybody was like, what the fuck? Dude, you know, just come on in and all you see is a damn man start moving.
Damn Babyface about 70 years old.
No, he ain't got time for that. I don't even want no part of this shit.
So crazy ass
Crazy ass down.
Hear that shit.
Yeah. Slap the, you know, you slap that little leg. Sit your goddamn crazy ass down.
Right. So,
yeah, them Kardashians, man, they're ruined.
Yeah, man. So Book, man,
they ain't got Tristan Thompson though.
No, that motherfucker.
Tristan Thompson, he was ready. Yeah, I saw some shit today. He was holding some chick hand in Greece.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Walking through there. He just out there, man.
That motherfucker down. That motherfucker his damn Coming to America on, boy. That was he
sewing. He Prince Lakeem, and he is sewing. Hey,
that motherfucker coming to a town near you.
But yeah, bro. That motherfucker getting around more than COVID right now.
Yeah, that motherfucker, man. Damn. Tristan Thompson got to be the horniest dude, bro, in the world. Bro.
If he ain't bought up all them damn rhino, them pills, with the big ass rhino, right, the big ass rhino head on the front. Like, this dude here, man, this dude wild.
Yeah.
He just don't give a damn.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a damn. He don't give a damn. Damn.
Nigga, you can't. And you 6'10", but you can't be.
Yeah, you ain't go hide. You ain't right. You gonna be. You know, you just gonna be laying in the back in the cut. Right. You the tallest mother in here. You probably the tallest dude wherever you be at most times.
Right.
Except when you on the basketball court.
Right.
Most times you the tallest motherfucker in here.
Well, you can't hide, man.
You can't hide, man. You can't. He don't give a damn either.
He don't.
He walked through the middle of the crowd with a new.
Shit.
Oh my God, Tristan Thompson, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's doing whatever he want to do as a person.
Yeah,
it'd be him.
And that motherfucker.
That motherfucker doing whatever the fuck he want to do.
Yeah.
And he ain't using no damn. That motherfucker. He going in. He leaving it in. He got no reverse on that motherfucker. No pull out. Just pow pow pow. Of a gun smoking motherfucker.
Look at that.
A gun smoke, bro. All you see is smoke. Pow. Yeah, that motherfucker there, boy.
Still, boy.
That motherfucker have his whole. He gonna have his own child support division. He keep this shit right.
Yeah,
here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Cause don't Shorty got pregnant again, ain't it? Chloe.
That the word on the street.
Yeah.
Damn. She went back.
Yeah.
The man came out of came off a 30-day bin. She went back.
Mm-hmm. Damn, boy. Poor.
Yeah. Hey man, listen. Hey. He only doing what they let him do.
Yeah. Well, Booker, you need to hit up now Tristan, man. Have Tristan talk you through this.
Yeah, that battle him in the club shit. Yeah. I don't know who. He don't even seem like that type of guy.
I know.
So that's why I kind of like strange, but he don't even seem like he that type of guy to be out there wilding like that.
No, man.
It was dumb.
This episode was brought to you by South Main Street Pantry, locations at 805 South Main Street and 3316 North Governor Williams Highway in Darlington, South Carolina. They have your tequilas, bourbons, whiskeys, and vodkas. They got it at the South Main Street Pantry. So let them guys put some more liquor in your cup and tell the scumbags sent you. Slime female Georgia fan brawl with each other while creepy old man caught Sophia from behind.
What?
So, during a game this week, an argument between fellow Dodger fans led to beer being thrown back and forth from two different parties.
Mm.
One woman finally had enough as she made her way up the stairs to fight.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of that fight, a creepy old man decided it was time to cop a feel for one of the ladies from behind. So, the old man, first of all, he dressed like he was there, like a mailman, first of all. So the girl stopped fighting. And so he goes, slide up in there.
get a feel.
Like he was trying to finger pop her at first. Some people say like he was trying to pull her panties out of her ass or whatever. This So I'm gonna upload a video on our social media so y'all can see my man. So
I don't know, man. Stupid.
My thing is though, I mean, he even tried to hide it, like, you know, you try to break up a girl fight, and you try to grab him from behind and hold him. Stuff.
If you breaking up a fight, man, you ain't really thinking about your cheap fear. You ain't thinking about it. Well, maybe you is. maybe, but you know, what? He should have been. He should have been in that other fight.
With the one you sit on.
Yeah, them cats went bananas in there. On that fight, I guarantee he'd have grabbed somebody wrong now. He'd have got the bell. He'd have got the sonic rings, knock out his ass.
The girls was fighting so hard on that video, man. She probably,
he ain't felt none of that.
She ain't felt none of that. Well,
he getting the Trump on her. He getting the grope on her.
Yeah, he was going.
He was groping.
Yeah, he was going, bro.
Man,
he went all in for that one. He I'm gonna see if I can pull it up for you, but he so people was there giving him hell over there on Twitter. So look at his ass back here. Look at his ass.
Oh man, hell no. He caught more than a field, man.
Yeah.
That's assault.
Yeah.
He got more than a field. He got his hand. Oh man.
Like you tell, just like Al Bundy and shit. Nigga, like, yeah, he sells shoes and shit.
Yeah, that dude, they got him a cheap field too. He got a cheap one too.
You see it yourself.
Look at this shit, man. Y'all check it out and look it up for you and see it for yourselves. But man, come on, man. He wasn't discreet by that at all. He just went straight for the box. That's crazy, man. You know what, man? It had been proven. People don't really want to admit it a lot of times. But motherfuckers out here crazy now, man. Right. It's a bunch of crazy ass people running around here. Mm-hmm. Man. That will do anything.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a damn no more, man.
Nope.
About nothing. They don't care.
At all.
Man, every day, some wild shit happens, man. And you be thinking like, okay, it can't get no worse than this. Yeah, it do. Yeah, it do. Yeah. It's almost to the point now you can't even be surprised no more about some of the shit you see now, man.
Yeah. Some shit you see on news, man, you get surprised.
Like, you be
about
looking like, that shit just go, just move on with your day.
Right.
Waiting on the next crazy ass shit to happen.
There's going to be some crazy shit. You came down, shit, you think you down up on one store, then a whole nother new store started.
Yeah, right? We like, man, you think you pretty much got your news for the day wrong. Here goes somebody else. Here you go again.
Right.
You'd be like, man, can't get no worse, man. Can't. But they do. Mm-hmm. They definitely do.
Word, man. This episode brought to you by YKTV by Bree. Now, who doesn't love a good vibe? YKTV by Bree is an online adult toy store that can provide with all your pleasure essentials, from the infamous Rose toy to lube to sexy games played with a partner. YKTV by Bree is going to get you right. They even have a blog you can check out for topics you may be interested in. So use promo code SCUMBAGLOUNGE for 15% off your entire order today. YKTV by Bree. Here, you come first. We add a little new segment to the show. You know, something for our listeners to be able to participate in, and y'all could send us a little thing to our social media like y'all have been doing. So Dick said, in this segment we call this Scum Mail. So we will play one of your audios, one of your clips that you all send us on air, and we'll give our little reviews, our opinions about what you all sent. So today, let's open up the mail. Youself,
we got mail.
For me, I don't see myself working. I don't see myself getting a 9-to-5. I want to be with a man who's a provider, who will allow me to be a housewife. I want to be a lady of leisure.
Tell them about the birthday thing you told me, please.
I wouldn't buy a man a birthday gift. No, he has me.
I'm so sorry. You're useless. You're useless human being.
What happens now, yeah? God forbid, if your husband gets sick and it can't work.
Then I have to find a new one.
Hey. Wait. All right. That shit was in the UK.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, for the first by a couple of seconds, I'm trying to figure what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah.
The fuck is they talking about? But I heard
him. Yeah. So man, what you think about this shorty, man?
Well, I think about her.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't say a fucking word to her.
Wouldn't say a fucking word
for
to her.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
I feel you.
For what?
That's a lousy motherfucker.
You don't deserve nothing but the worst.
That's what you deserve.
Worst. Well, as Suki John said, all the bad things in life happen to you. And you and only you. Nah. But man, fuck all that. I hope I never run into nobody like that. Meet nobody like that. They can be do what they want to do, fine. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be a part of none of that. I don't care how fine she is, how whatever. I don't care how bad
she really not that she really not on that bad.
She probably ain't, but she'll do anything too. She'll make up for not being bad for doing anything. Right?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
She's probably doing any and everything to keep that, to be kept.
But you got some people like that, man. A lot of people like that. She ain't the only one. A lot of people
I saw another clip of a podcast, girl, they talking crazy. The dude told her, get the hell off his show.
Oh, for real?
It was I forgot the name of the podcast, but she was talking kind of similar to what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically she was talking about how a dude gotta be able to do this and do that and do this and do that. Mm. And the dudes were asking us the dudes on the actual podcast were asking us some serious questions about, like, you know, like regular dude stuff.
Right.
Like a normal working dude. That wasn't good enough for her.
Mm.
Oh man, they put her off the damn show.
Good.
Yeah, they good, they should have.
Yeah, people like that should have on their own platform.
No, man, you shouldn't be able to get in and spew that dumb shit.
Right.
Around here, man, talking about some. You. First off, superficial as hell. For one, you know, if you think just money gonna be, it was, you can get the money, but the black eyes will go with it. So you good with that? You know?
Right.
You can get in and get them Ike Turner every damn day. Then what? That money gonna stop that damn bleeding. You gonna wipe your damn nose after you done bust your damn nose. You gonna wipe with $100 bill.
Then she'll get her another one.
Yeah. Like I say, man, it's a lot of them out here, man. I just hope I never run across any of them.
Yeah, but obviously she be getting it from somewhere for her to feel comfortable saying that.
But you catch an old dude out there, man, little young thing like that, get on him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, man. I mean, he an old, probably some old cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably Hugh Hefner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, opportunist, man. I don't want to meet. Listen, any of y'all out there, you know, want to check the old boy out, and your opportunist, don't dive in my inbox, man.
Word, man.
I don't want no parts of that. That right there is tainted water.
Tainted water.
Like I said, I know a lot of times, you know, women be like, dudes do this, dudes do that. Every dude ain't like that. Right. You know, so every dude ain't for all that. So just like you, we don't want you to stick us in one basket. We ain't gonna stick you all. Stick y'all
in one basket.
Beautiful women out there in one basket. Just cause one rotten. You know what I mean? You know. It's cause one rotten. Don't mean all of them rotten.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, that shit right there though, man. That's trash. That's trash.
Word, man. Thank y'all. Thank you to for y'all sending that little mail to our little inbox, and y'all keep the scum mail coming.
That's some bullshit.
The scumbag tip of the week is brought to you by Classic Cuts. Classic Cuts, located at 123 South Main Street in Dalton, South Carolina, does everything from bald heads to fades to celebrity cuts. They even have a deluxe package. Classic Cuts also take care of you two ladies with the heads and the eyebrow liner. So make an appointment with Sean, Q, or Cooper today through the Booksy app and tell them a scumbag sent you. Slime, you got a scumbag tip of the week?
Yeah. I'm gonna go back in on this damn chick that was just talking. She get her known. You get your known. You get 4 or 5 more.
Right.
But then your ass ain't gonna stay young forever.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna stay young forever. You're gonna have to show some man out here you can be a woman. You can be a real woman, a real piece of him that he needs. Not just some sex toy. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't cook no damn grits. You gotta be able to do more than just lay down.
Right.
And you know, women like that, that got that type of attitude, stay the fuck away from me. That's my damn tip of the week.
That's your tip of the week.
Stay the fuck away from me. I mean that.
Word, man. My scumbag tip of the week goes to I'm gonna go to Zach Wilson, man.
Zach attack.
Yeah. So, this is Slive. Leave your mama friends alone.
Yeah,
man.
Don't be looking at your mama friends. Right. Them your auntie.
Right, man.
Who be your auntie?
Right. So. Oh. Go ahead.
I want to add a little quick one, man. When you go to these football games, if a fight break out on the field, go ahead and get your damn pick your damn beer up, your damn hot dog, and get on out of the stands, man. Because obviously this shit's spilling over into the stands now. People are fighting everywhere. NFL games, Major League games, they even fighting at the recreation downfield. You saw that one?
Yeah.
Damn dude knocked the damn dude out. The referee had to knock the parent out.
Yeah.
Parent can't run on the field. Whap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so them damn big beers, like them big Andre the Giants will turn the motherfucker loose out here.
Word, man. So right, so
be careful out here, guys. Be careful out here, y'all.
Like I say, man, my scumbag tip goes to them, Zach Wilson, man, and all our listeners and stuff, man. Don't Zach attack your mama friends, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. They really your aunties.
Yeah. So let them know how they can find you, Sly.
Hey, look, if y'all looking for me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at KStucky76. That Instagram and Twitter at KStucky76. And you also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Holla at me.
Where y'all can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. You all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow, and a 5-star rating. Follow us at Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. Call us at 843-968-3139. 843-968-3139. Also catch the Scumbag Lounge radio show every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on iHeart Radio. Search WDRB Media. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to iHeart at WDRB Media. Thank you to our social media manager, Key. Thank you to all our sponsors, Classic Cuts, the Southern Elegance Counter, Coming to Elmsville, to Forever YKT by Bree Grinder, by Ty Smith, South Main Street Pantry, and the Raindrop Movement. The Scumbags is out.
Hey, tough guy.
Stifler's mom.
Yep.
Well, we meet again. I was curious. Didn't see you here.
I try to keep a low profile. I never really did like these things anyway.
No, this has actually made quite an impression on me. I have something to look for in a woman now.
Well, if this is your idea of a proposal, Finchy, you gotta know that I'm over you now.
And I'm over you. But as they say, we will always have Paris.
And the pool table.
And the car.
And the two-room suite I have upstairs.
What's your name, scumbag?
Two Toxic Babes is an ongoing conversation between wellness studio owners, me, Grace,
and B, hi, with a heavy pour of sassy sarcasm,
expert interviews,
and clinking glasses, us two bestie babes feel a strong pull to dispel the damage done by toxic influencer culture and fear-based media.
The TTB podcast is built on the belief that you are enough exactly as you are.
That informers trump influencers always.
And non-toxic living might just be the most toxic thing of all.